Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Lacey again for another episode of Ask Me LaVey. Tonight, I have a very special guest. His name is Shane. How are you doing, Shane?
Hello. I'm doing all right, man.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Shane.
Well, I'm on the show. Lacey and I actually have done another podcast together, and she started this one. You're three episodes now? Second episode? Something
yep.
like that? It's new. And I said, well, I could come on one day because it turns out that I'm actually a certified peer counselor. For people who don't know, it's a mental health counselor thing. But I suffer from mental illness myself. I'm bipolar. But, like, I've got my shit together enough to where the state of Washington has been kind enough to say, we will pay you to help other crazy people. So that's kind of my qualification to be on the show today.
Yeah.
You know, and aside from that, I like to draw, watch TV,
yeah.
hang out, you know, the usual stuff. I'm an introvert, so I watch a lot of TV, and that's about all you need to know for now.
What he's saying, everybody, is that he has amazing coping skills, and that worked for him.
And self-awareness is a big part of it, too.
It
you know,
very much.
A lot of problems can be solved if you have the right coping mechanisms and self-awareness. Those two things are like duct tape and WD-40. They really are. You can fix almost
yeah.
anything with them. Yep.
Little dash of humor and lot, you know, laughter. Laughter cures a lot of things. So.
Yep. Yep.
Tonight was a really special show, though.
Yep.
What'd you say?
Oh, I just said, yeah, it is a special show.
Oh, yeah. Well, tonight's a really special show. It's about... a lot about narcissism tonight. We've had quite a few questions come in kind of around the same topic where they're in abusive relationships, where they're isolated away from all their family members. But nobody wanted to be on the show live, which is understandable. It goes with that, especially when you're in an abusive relationship. You don't want anybody to know that
you're scared.
Yeah, right,
I wouldn't,
right.
You know, we're not going to use real names or anything either on the show,
oh, no.
like it, unless you
no.
want us to.
Right.
For some reason, if you wanted us to, but yeah, generally
right.
speaking, you can go by a screen name or an alias, you know, just to cover all your bases, really.
Right. And when
you never know.
That's true. We do have one that has decided she's going to use her screen name, and. I'm just going to go over a little bit about her relationship just to give us an idea before we move forward with her question and her requests on resources. Her situation kind of covers everybody that's kind of sending questions, and that, I think that helps her to know that because she's not alone.
Right.
Her screen name is Mama 4, 1962.
Big Mama.
Yeah, she's got four beautiful children.
I like
children.
Her already.
Aw. She's got four beautiful children who are actually grown, and her last one just graduated high school.
Congratulations then. Congratulations on that. Yeah,
and,
very cool.
And so her, she's a lot more fearful now because she doesn't have the children at home with her. Used to, she could, you know, just go on about her business and take care of the kids and not focus on the relationship that she was really in.
Right.
And now out of the home, she's the main target. She always was protective of her children, and her children were protective of her. But now that she's in the home
this, fire. If I do have a question. I'm not sure if you know this or not, but are her kids with this guy, or is he like a stepfather figure?
He is
the
father of all four.
So they've been together
yes.
for a long time.
They've been together for
a long time. Yeah.
When they got together, he actually moved her off to a town away from all of her family. She's from a town that everybody knew her. She grew up with everybody. She was related to half the county. So she's off on her own. So where she's at, she's either made friends which she doesn't have many. She said she literally can count them on one hand. And they're not really close. They're just through the kids, you know, through sports and stuff. So it's not like they really know what's going on at home.
Well, where, you know, when you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, where do you meet people even?
Right, grocery store.
You know, making,
all you
making friends is not easy peasy.
Right.
When you don't have school or anything. If you don't drink, if you don't go to the bar, like, where do you even socialize? I even count that, in, you know, in my 40s is like making new friends is pretty much over the internet. Because, you know, when do you even leave the house and you got four kids? Like, how do you even find the time to make friends?
Right. And
I totally get that.
Yeah. She actually doesn't have any access to a lot of outlets. She's not on social media anymore. She actually found me. I know her from a long time ago, and she sent me through her email. It wasn't even, and it was just asking me resources. She had no idea I had the show at the time. So, and the reason she got to send it through to me, because it was an email, and he thought it was for work. So he had no idea. He screens all of her time. She's not able to go to the grocery store without him. So a lot of times, like, she has to wait for him to get home from work to go to Walmart shop. She's not allowed to go to church or do anything, go anywhere without him. Which, like I was explaining to her, that's an ideal narcissistic relationship, and that's because he's isolated.
That's a red flag right there.
The only person that she's around is him, and she feels like she can't make it without him. Has no friends, has, you know, no support systems. I feel like she's alone and that she solely, you know, is stuck where she's at.
He
belittles her and tells her that she's not like she could go out and get a job and support herself, so why would she go?
That's a classic one, too. That, I mean, the whole you have to have me type thing, or you'll never find better than me, you'll never find anyone who loves you like I do type shit.
Right.
That's a big red flag. It's that type of behavior for sure.
And she said before the children actually left the home, it was like, if you leave me, I'll get the children. I'm the only one that works. You don't have any work supporting them. I could set it up to where it looks like you're on drugs, you know. So she was always scared to actually talk about it or try to get out and get help or get out of the situation. He does beat on her.
But now that the kids are grown.
And not there.
Right.
And she says if the children ever irritated him, if the children ever irritated him or anything, he would get angry and yell at them, but she would usually take the beatings for them. Now if they're not even there, you know. Yeah, he does.
So he beats
her
too?
Oh,
lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, so she says usually her bruises are on her body where her clothes can hide them. He doesn't like to leave bruises anywhere else because he's about the community and he actually is a very important person in their community.
Right.
So she doesn't believe anybody will believe her. So first of all, Mama Four, you're wonderful. You've taken care of your children. And you're very strong because you survived all this whole time. And he tells you every day that you're not strong and you're not able to do anything. But look what you've already endured. You can endure leaving this man.
The thing that I want to when you're in a situation like that where you kind of have everybody has their own bubble of reality. You know what I mean? And that it expands and it contracts, depending on a lot of different factors. Like, I like to keep kind of a medium bubble. I don't watch the world news. I don't, you know what I mean? Some people, like, their personal bubble encapsulates a lot.
Right.
Like, you know, just have a lot in their bubble. I don't like that. But her bubble has been contracted so far that she can hardly see her own hand in front of her face.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, she can't see how capable she is because, you know, it's not like this guy has been hounding on her for a couple of weeks and she needs to get over it. This has been at least, a 25, 30-year thing. And you have to recognize that when you get in that mindset, it's almost like you're separated from real reality because your bubble has become so small. And you have so many excuses and reasons and fears not to move forward that you just sit in this bubble and it just keeps getting smaller.
Right. And I think the most important thing is that she's realized how small it is and she's actually reached outside the bubble.
That's what I'm saying, and that's a big step.
Yeah.
That's a big step. So, I mean, Mama Floor, that's what's up. That's what you got to do. I mean, as far as resources go, I don't even want to talk about what state she's from or anything, but it really varies from state to state, and that's one of the big parts of my job is helping people find resources, but it's so different. Like, I could tell her what to do where I'm from. You know, I could find her things, places to call or websites to go to or whatever. But
right.
from state to state, what's available for someone in her position varies greatly.
Right.
I've looked up
some from the state that she's in. And I'm going to send some to her email, like not all in one email, because I don't want her to have the email up for a long time to read on it. I will send them to you individually, which is what I've talked to her about before, because I want her to be able to open it up, copy and paste it to her phone. Delete the email.
What
you know, because
she
wants
to do all that. That's insanity to me. That's just bonkers.
And it's hard for people
when you have kids in a house and he's a prominent figure in the community. That just makes it. I understand why she's been in the situation as long as she has, because a lot of times you hear about people that are in an abusive relationship and you say, "What the fuck? Why didn't you get out?" But she had all the reasons not to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Until now. And she needs to realize that and continue to reach outside her bubble and find the resources and the people that can help. Because she's in this mindset that he's put her in where nobody will help. She has no friends. Even if she talked to him, they wouldn't believe her, blah, 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 blah. All the reasons not to, but there are places to go.
There are
things
and the
you can
cool
do.
Thing- The cool thing about it, a lot of times in these situations, when you're raising your children in this relationship, you have the fear that your children are going to become like the father, and they think that this is how their relationships are supposed to be. And that's one of her failures, one of her fears, her biggest fears, is that her kids are going to think that this is what's normal. And she said one of her biggest things I'm trying to get out now was because she at least wanted to be able to tell her children that there is a different type of life that you could live. It doesn't have to be the life that she's in right now. And I think that's amazing. That's a good thing to keep in the back of her mind, because that's going to keep her going. You have to want this, and you have to have some motivation to be able to get out of a situation like this, and that's a strong one to have.
And one thing that I do want to say to be kind of a negative, Nellie, but not really, is prepare yourself for everything to take longer than you hoped.
Yes.
But keep moving forward, and it will happen. I hate to even be like this dude, but really, you got to prepare yourself, because you say, I'm going to be out of the house in 6 months. If you're not, don't take that as a defeat. Take it as, I'll be out of the house in another 3. I'm still moving forward. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
So she takes a couple hits on the way out, as far as, you know, just how long it's going to take or how difficult it may become. Just, man, I mean, it took 40 years to get into this situation. You're not going to get out of it in 6 months.
Exactly.
Right.
And the thing about that is that's exactly how that partner wants you to feel anyway, that if something doesn't happen right then, that it's never going to happen. And so as long as you keep in the back here, the why you're doing this in the first place, why you're trying to get out, what your goal is, that's going to drive you farther. Just keep reminding yourself why you're doing it.
And hopefully I'm wrong. You know, with the right resources, man, maybe she could be out in 6 months in her own house or living with family back home or something. You know,
that she's in, which I won't say because she's very private about that.
Mm-hmm.
There actually is more resources for her, and I can say that it's in the northern state that she's in. There is more resources in northern states than there is southern states.
Yeah.
And that's not saying anything bad about southern states. It's just that...
Kind of.
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You
mental
know,
health.
They,
mental
the
health.
Southern states, it's just a trend that they're catching up to, where they
mm-hmm.
just really haven't invested in mental health and resources for people in abusive relationships or homelessness either. Maybe because those problems are more prominent in the North, where it is more populated, generally speaking. You know, stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I think the South is coming around.
The Southern community, it's almost like a community, all the states are. They are more traditional. They stay in tradition. And when you break tradition, it's almost like breaking the law. And they grew up thinking that mental health, they have all these stigmas on it. And it's taken longer for these stigmas to break than it is in the North. In the North, they don't have as – they have traditions, but it's not as hard clad as the South, if that makes sense.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
So education in the North, that's why a lot of the Northern schools are so popular and expensive, for example. Education was something that was started there really big. And so they're a little more advanced than we are down here, not saying that they're smarter than anybody, but they're just farther in their movement towards, you know, mental health. Being just as equal as your physical health. You know, if you're physically exhausted, you're mentally exhausted. And it's the same way if you're mentally exhausted.
I'm sure Mama is, you know what I mean? I'm sure that mentally, even just reaching out to you was probably a huge strain, to be perfectly honest, even though you're friends and such. I mean, you know, after all these years to finally reach out, I mean, she's got to be reaching a breaking point.
She is, and I can honestly say she randomly started emailing me. I'm sorry, I got sneezed. Sorry about that. I don't have the Rona. I feel like I have to say that. She started randomly emailing me about random things about 3 months ago. So it's taken her 3 months to actually ask the question that she wanted to ask. But it took her, you know, she had to build her confidence to do that. And it's sad, but I'm so proud of her for that. One of the things is, like you said, to keep motivated. You got to keep that motivation. You got to keep going. You can't let yourself think that you're a failure because you're not out if you give yourself a time limit. The resources that sending her, there is, in the state that she is in, there is group homes for women, and it's almost like an underground, back in war days where you had to go underground, go in places to hide. I don't want to say it like that, but it kind of is that way. They take the woman out of that environment, and they hide her for a little while until they can go to, like, court with her. And they go to court with her, and they help get her divorce, and they're with her 24/7. So they help her support all that. She's worried that if she does
projects like that are generally also a hub for other resources. It's kind of like when you fly a plane and they take you to a hub airport, and then you go to where you're going.
Like
you go to Chicago, or you go wherever, you go to one of the big airports, and you go to whatever city you're going to. Places like that have so many other resources as well, not just bringing her out of the situation. That's why I want everybody listening to know if they're in this type of situation, because I think that's kind of the point of the show, is for it to be available. And it just depends on your state. Look it up. Google it. That's all. If you can get on a fucking computer, you can figure this out. Google it. And stuff like that is a hub to where they also have counselors come in, I'm sure, for different areas. I mean, not just like a mental health counselor, but I mean like a counselor from, say, DSHS that can help at least get some money in your pocket, get you an apartment. You know,
because
I think a big fear is that if you go to a place like that, to one of those shelters, well, I don't want to even call it a shelter because it's not really like that, but you go to one of those places, then again, in 6 months, you're back in his loving arms because he had no other options. That's not true. What they do, they don't just post people up, like give you a safe space, which they do, which is fantastic. But also they have, it's a whole team that surrounds you and helps you through this.
They even help you get jobs because you think that you don't have any job experience. They help you get jobs where you thought you couldn't even get one before. Because, you know, you're kept home taking care of the children, and you don't have any, you know, work experience. And here you are,
right.
You know, living out there.
No college degree, necessarily no skills. For sure.
Right.
And you're trying to start at 60 years old.
Right. At the same time, you do have skills that a lot of other people don't. It's called homemakers. And, you know, there's jobs for homemakers. I don't want to say it like it's like a bad thing, because it's not, but there's a lot of people that make wonderful careers out of home health, where they go out and they clean homes and they do dishes and they do homemaker things, and they're also like a CNA almost, but not quite. You know, there's a lot of bad money.
It's good money too. You get a company. Yeah, it's good
especially
money.
Especially right now with Corona, they pay extra for hazard
pay. Oh man,
so.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of have only 10 minutes left, but I want to go over this other question real quick.
Sure.
She's sweet, too. She goes by her screen name, Abby1869 at yahoo.com. And she is coming out to a very religious family. She is my age, so I'm 30. So she has been keeping this quiet, she said, since she was a young child. And when she come out to me telling me about it, she was shocked because I wasn't surprised. And the thing was, she was never scared to be herself growing up. I just assumed that she was able to be herself at home. And that was me as a child setting, you know. And now here I am at 30 years old, I sit back and think, man, I do see now where she was hiding, and she always had all these different guys at her house. You know, she wanted her family to think that she was with men. And she said she didn't know how to come out to her parents. Her mother was one of those who, you know, always stayed on her about getting married and having kids, and she was not successful until she did. She has been in an abusive, what she calls, quote-unquote, abusive straight relationship, just to please my family. And she said it's so abusive now that he's mentally abusive. He does not beat me, but he's very mentally abusive, or I'm a piece of crap, I'm not worth anything, I think it's my fault when he cheats on me.
But he's the one dating a lesbian. Ooh, in your face.
Right, you know.
In your face, sucker. Talk shit. Keep talking shit.
That's where I told him to. Told her too. She's afraid that when she comes out, that he's going to beat her even more. But my thing is, she's talking about getting a divorce from him. And
she's married.
Once you get a divorce, you're on your own. You know. She's married.
So she's not in a relationship. She's married.
Yeah,
she's not a boyfriend.
Married.
Oh, jeepers.
Abusive, quote unquote, relationship. That she's been in, and she got married because of her mother. The mother actually picked out the guy that she married. Said that she met him on a dating website, that she didn't even talk to him on the dating website, that her mother actually talked to him, and she didn't really talk to him on the first date.
We only got a few minutes left, so I'll give my advice.
Do it.
Real quick. As fast as I can, so you got the last few minutes to do yours, right? It all depends on, and I have no information, aside from she's married, has a super religious family that will probably not be accepting, obviously, of this, and who knows how her husband's going to react, and she'll be out on her own. It depends on what's more important, is your truth in life or your comfort level. And it's come to a point where you're going to have to decide what you're willing to sacrifice comfort-wise to live your truth, or what you're willing to sacrifice truth-wise for some comfort. And I think she's been sacrificing all the truth for comfort so far, and it's not working out. so you can etch that off the list. However, really, it's scary. She's going to need to somehow find a way to save some money or at least have a place lined up with a friend or an accepting family member that she can stay with, or, again, Google resources on this type of stuff. There could very well be someplace somewhere that she could go and, like you said, have job services and everything found out. I don't know if she's working or not. I don't know how she could even secretly save money while she's married, but it seems to be the thing she'll have to do if she doesn't want to give up that comfort, because it's scary. You're talking about your family turning their back on you, getting a divorce, and being out in the fucking street. That's crazy. That's giving up too much comfort. I think that she needs to plan this. I don't think she can come out. She can't do it like a teenager now. She can't do it like she's still in high school and just come out. I mean, like you said, I mean, a divorce, if she's working, she'll probably be fine. Because she can just get her own place and blah, blah, blah. But she's going to have to give up some of that comfort if she wants to live that truth. And that's all I got to say.
I agree with you there. And also, I do have some resources for her in our she's okay with me saying that she's from Tennessee and West Tennessee. Our area, we have what we call RAP program, and it's for women. And I'm sending you some information on it. And they do help with, like, court costs for divorce, stuff like that for abused women. She has enough here. She's in an abusive relationship. That you qualify for, they can help her find a home affordable that she can do, that she has to work, of course. And they can help her find her a job if she needs be. So that is going to help her out a lot. But the main thing is that she's going to have to actually do this. She can't back out of it like she says she has before. You know, I've always thought about doing it, but I didn't. But once you do this, there's no going back.
But you kind of have to, because it is who she is. And you shouldn't be forced ever to live your life just having to fake it the whole time.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think there's something she needs to do, but I think she needs to be prepared, is what I was saying. I mean, because the backlash is going to be pretty rough. But you can't just keep living your life like this, especially if you're in an abusive relationship. That's one reason to already get out, right off the bat.
Yep.
Get out of that marriage anyway. So that's step one. Get out of the fucking marriage.
And
step
then
two, maybe
then
later, then reveal it to your family once you're already situated and you've got your own apartment and you're cool and a job and you're good and you're doing your own thing. Then let your family know, hey, you know, I mean, one of the reasons I had to leave Joe or whoever is because of this. And I think she'll be surprised how many family members aren't that surprised.
Right.
Or at least maybe not accepting, but like okay with it, you know? Just like, you might be surprised if you would be like, well, you know, whatever. Okay, I still love you. You know, I think she thinks that everybody's just going to shut her out. I don't think that's true. Some might, sure.
But then again, do you really want them in your life at that point in time, too? That's where you also got to realize that family is just blood. There's so much more to being family than blood. So as long as she has the support, she has a few that she was talking about. I told her there's a few family members that she believes that they'll be shocked at first, but they'll come around. Those are the ones that you use as your support group, and you stick with them because they are truly what a family is. It's not... You know, they allow you to be yourself and love you because you are yourself, and they don't expect you to be anything else.
Correct.
So, we don't got much time left.
We got to wrap this up, huh?
Yeah, sadly. But I do want to give a shout-out for our next show. It's going to be a longer one. It's going to be kind of important. It's about suicide awareness in our economy, in our world right now. We're going through where we're seeing a lot of celebrities commit suicide. We're seeing a lot of family members commit suicide. Suicide affects a lot more people than others realize, and I think that it's a very important topic that we can cover. And it also allows us time to present resources that people never knew existed. And it allows us to let people know that they're not alone, because they think that they are alone, and that's kind of why they get in the situation that they get in to begin with. And I hope you are
10
able
seconds.
To join the show next week.
What day next week?
I'm thinking Friday.
Okay. I might be there.
you might be there.
No, I mean, I mean, I don't know what I got going on, but I think I'm free on Friday. Like, if you want me to chime in a little bit.
And like I said, it's going to be a longer show, so we get to put in a lot more resources, a lot more support out there for people who need it. And again, we have a call-in where you can call in, and Dakota's there doing the switchboard where he can always send you through as a call-in if you have a question that you want to be on live air about. If you don't, I do have a website and a page on Facebook where you can leave questions privately. And you can always ask for resources there if you don't want to be on the show or you don't want your question to be on the show. I can always ask and get resources for you and get back to you, or I can just listen if you need to be need somebody to listen. So remember, there's that resource as well. Anyway,
well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. The 30 minutes go by a lot quicker when there's more people talking on here than just one.
Yeah. Right on. Well, I had fun.
Well, thank you so much.
I don't want to say I had fun because it's not really a fun topic, but it was nice. It was nice chatting with y'all.
Yes. And like we said, you can always call in. We would enjoy if you could call in just so we could talk to you in person. It's a little more personable. So if you would like to call in next time, there's always the call-in number next to, I think, Dakota, it's next to where you click on the show to listen, isn't it? Bacon.
You said bacon?
What up?
Yeah.
What up, guys?
There he is.
Truthfully, I don't even know if anybody's listening at this point because we're like 4 minutes over.
I think the show ended. Yeah, the show ended.
But yes, Lacey is right. If you guys have any questions, the number is on the link when you click onto the thing to listen to the podcast. But just in case you guys do want the call-in number, it is 516-387-1831. That is 516-387-1831. So if you guys have any questions, call in anytime. Like she said, I'll be hitting a little button. You can talk to the main people, Shane and Lacey. And there you guys go. That's how you guys do an outro, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank y'all.
And you know, you should start doing the intro too. You should do the intro and the outro. Be like, I'm on the Switchboxes King of Comedy, Dakota Wheatley. Here's these two losers. Boom. And then the end of the show, like, yeah,
right.
Call in, bro. You get to talk to me first.
Leave it to people. Keep saying.
I will be screening all the calls, people.
is it still recording? I thought it was just us talking now.
No, I don't know if we are recording or not right now, guys. It might be us talking. Oh. We might be recording. I don't know. It's saying that we are 5 minutes and 20-something seconds over as of right now.
All right.
But if I hit
end,
this is going to hang us up, so. So who knows? So if anybody's listening to this, this is the after show.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
And, hey, you guys did a great job tonight. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I cannot wait till Friday. Is it Friday? Friday's episode.
It's Friday at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Friday,
cool,
guys.
Man.
And then I'll be doing a Dakota show sometime this week. You know how that is. And if Shane's down, we can do a degenerate duo one time this week, too, if you want to, bro.
Yeah, if I'm not busy, man. We can figure it out.
All right, you hit me. I'll tell you what. You give me a date, and I'll set it up.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, man.
All right.
Y'all take care. Great job tonight. Lacey's your show. You end it.
If anybody's listening, so.
God bless and thanks for listening, everyone.